With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Search continues in Texas where flash flooding, claiming the lives of at least 32 people, including 14 children. Dozens more are said to be missing. Search and rescue efforts continue. President Trump yesterday signing that huge bill into law.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
Legislation extends Mr. Trump's 2017 multi-trillion-dollar tax cuts and cuts with a lot of fat from Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion. It provides a huge increase in immigration enforcement as well. Russian missiles and drones hammering Kyiv in an overnight attack, the largest aerial assault on the capital since the war began. Correspondent Hannah Archerova.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones last night, and it became the largest aerial attack since the outbreak of the war. Many people sought shelter at the metro stations, at the parking lots, especially those with children. And those who remained at home were listening to explosions of drones, the gunfire in the air as air defense was trying to protect the city.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce prices. The group that includes Saudi Arabia and Russia made that decision at a virtual meeting earlier today. This is SRN News. Well, a new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their kids exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar suits in other states. A professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles says any school district that reads similar books to their kids now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear this kind of stuff. This is SRN News. The man who pioneered the cell phone.
Martin Cooper changed the world when he pioneered the portable phone. The Motorola company's four-pound box has evolved into a global army of powerful smartphones weighing ounces. Some 4.6 billion people, nearly 60% of the world, have mobile internet. The phone's inventor says the revolution's just begun. Keith Peters, Washington.
Well, a strike by French air traffic controllers seeking better working conditions disrupting travel. Some 40% of flights at Paris airports have been canceled over the weekend. Polls show declining national pride among Democrats. Southern California, some July 4th celebrations were canceled due to immigration raids and safety concerns. Meanwhile, fireworks retailers force changes and challenges from tariffs on Chinese imports. More details, SRNNews.com.